PCC Dean Diane Mulligan spent the first day of school at an information booth at the Sylvania Campus Center. Some students hoped to squeeze into classes that were already full. Mulligan would hand them a form and wish them luck.
And if the instructor lets them in above and beyond the class limit, then they have to get special permission. So many students are going to those faculty. So I'm sure there's a lot of pressure on our faculty today to let in additional students to the classroom. So I think we're going to see much larger classes than our usual.
The math chair at PCC's Cascade campus, Holly Adams, met with her counterparts from around Oregon last Friday. She says everyone was struggling to keep up with unprecedented student demand.
We added as much and as many of them as we had space for and instructors to do, and we still stranded hundreds of students on wait lists.
PCC officials expect the numbers to level off at some point, but not to come back down.
Thank God we were able to pass a bond last November. That allows us to continue to expand our facilities.
Preston Pulliams is PCC's president. He's talking about a $364 million bond that's already at work in two places. PCC is moving administrators into a downtown Portland office building to free up classroom space on campus. And a brand new campus is underway in Hillsboro. Dozens more projects are on the drawing board. PCC has long had sustainability goals, but it wasn't till after the bond passed that administrators like Linda Gerber at Sylvania started thinking big. She commissioned a study, and the results surprised her.
We didn't know when we went into this, when we asked them to do this assessment for us, that it was going to reveal to us that we could get to net zero.
Net zero, making Sylvania energy independent, came from the sustainability crew at Portland-based developers Girding Edlin. Up to $9 million of Sylvania's $15 million first phase could be bond money. Facilities manager Tim Donahue says the first big energy project is in Sylvania's boiler room.
The two larger boilers will be taken out, decommissioned, and that will provide room to put the combustion turbine engine in that will generate electricity and reduce our carbon emissions.
Sylvania Chief Linda Gerber says replacing the boilers will pay off.
So we'll be saving about 72% in energy costs. Maybe even more importantly, our greenhouse gas emissions will be reduced by about 57%.
She says the new turbine will also be an attraction for students studying green technology. PCC's lofty ambitions will help state and local leaders reach greenhouse gas targets. And facilities manager Tim Donahue says PCC is helping the local utility, Portland General Electric, meet its energy demand.
They're projecting that capacity-wise, it's not going to be there in the future. And so they're scrambling right now, I think, to figure out what those energy bases are going to be to meet demand.
But will these construction projects help get more teachers and smaller classes for all those new students? President Pulliam says the bond helps.
You need labs, you need classrooms. But the other part of that relates directly to state funding, and that's the issue that we struggle with. That affects us because we are unable to hire probably as many full-time faculty as we'd like to, and probably expand as quickly as we would like to.
But there is a side benefit of going green. Sylvania officials expect to save more than $1 million a year on energy bills, and that's money that PCC can spend elsewhere, like hiring teachers, keeping tuition down, or providing financial aid. Rob Manning, OPB News.